Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the healthy
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoot, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoot.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina DeGoot, with Kimberly Britt, my co-host. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, this Chicago morning?
I'm good. The weather's really nice here. Just have some visitors in town, so we're going to get out and about today and tomorrow, and it's supposed to be nice weather. How's it in Atlanta?
The sun is shining. We've had so much rain the last maybe 4 to 6 weeks. So right now, at least, the sun is shining, so that's awesome. Well, today, before we get started, I just want to say that the topics that you will hear discussed on this show is not intended to treat. Please do not go out and get rid of your medication. It's for educational purposes. It's to inform you. Please always consult your healthcare provider or physician before making any changes. Just want to let you know that. We are continuing from last week's show on women's wellness, where we were talking about breast cancer. Last week we identified breast cancer, and we had a Jack Grossman in with Restart Your Life, and he had some really awesome things to say regarding things that you can use to build your immune system. But this week we're going to be talking about natural breast cancer remedies that you can use to improve your condition. We're not saying that it will work for you. We're just saying that these are alternative remedies that you can use. And we're going to base this show on a very inspirational woman, actually. Her name is Dr. Ruth Heidrich, and that's spelled H-E-I-D-R-I-C-H. She actually, at the age of 47, with breast cancer, was able to overcome. I say overcome because her story is really amazing. But she was able to beat breast cancer by changing her diet. She has written several books, and the type of cancer that she had at the time of her change, breast cancer had metastasized to her lungs, bones, and liver. And after the surgery, they were scheduling her for chemo, and that's when she saw the study. There was a clinical research study for anyone with breast cancer that was interested in using natural remedies to eliminate their breast cancer. Kimberly, fascinating story, isn't it?
It is fascinating. I think it's something that we've talked about before that we both agree. If you don't know somebody that's had it, you know somebody that knows someone that's had it. I mean, breast cancer seems to be everywhere these days, and the thought that you could beat it naturally, I mean, wow, that's mind-blowing.
It really is. Now, the body, before we talk about natural remedies, she made a lifestyle change, and that is the key, because there are people that you say, okay, well, I don't want to change everything. Here I am, I have breast cancer, I've got other ailments, but if I can just get one magical cure or one pill or one thing that I can take that will keep me functioning the way I normally function, but the only thing I have to change is just that, because I really don't want to make a complete change. But Kimberly, there is no such thing as just going halfway. If you're going to change your lifestyle, I mean, it takes time. But when you are at a stage where, you know, and I know both you and I and so many other people have had traumatic health problems, some more serious than others, some close to death. But the thing is this, that there is a point in your mind that you have to decide, look, either I'm going to remain the way I am, or I'm going to change. And it's not just a physical shift. It's a mental shift. So your emotions and your spirit have to come in line in order to be able to make that change. Just wanted to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
But breast cancer is something that you know, it's very alarming. It actually takes 40,000 American women per year, you know, that are dying of breast cancer. And last week we mentioned, you know, like what the American Cancer Society lists as risk factors. And there are all of these things listed, and I was very amazed, but there wasn't anything listed there about, there was nothing about diet. What was listed, they talked about genes, family history, personal history, even race, and if you've had abnormal breast biopsies, earlier chest radiation, even if you had early onset of menstruation or menopause after the age of 55, not having children, medication, too much alcohol and obesity. But on that list of risk factors, there was nothing mentioned about diet. And diet is such a key. And, of course, stress, you know, as I've shared before, stress is number one, because stress tears down your immune system. Then, you know, you've got nutrition. If you're not giving the body what it needs, that affects everything. And then toxins, which we take in by what we breathe, what we put on our skin. And then you have your hormone imbalances. So all of those things play in really balancing our lifestyle and allowing us to live a normal life. Now, Kimberly, going to have to get Dr. Ruth Heydrich on the show. But I read her story.
That'd be great.
Yes. And I was very, very impressed with it. So I wanted to talk about that. And I encourage anyone, especially not just if you have breast cancer, but her story is really awesome. And we're not promoting a vegan diet. We're just sharing. But basically, that was the study. The study was to use a vegan diet to actually try to, you know, I'm very careful about saying the word cure, but eliminate the cancer. But she's cancer-free, and she's ran over 900 triathlons. My God, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is.
And she's 78 this year. So we're talking, she was the age of, 47? So we're talking almost 31 years ago. Kimberly, last week, I think I asked you, did you know of anyone with breast cancer? And you mentioned that someone in your family had actually either have breast cancer or died from breast cancer.
Right. Yeah, my mother's youngest sister, my aunt, she was also my godmother, passed away from breast cancer when I was, a freshman in high school, or in college. So that was about 2006. And she was really young, so it was pretty, you know, obviously it was very devastating. It was one of those things where she was young and healthy, active, and ate relatively healthy. And, you know, you just never know kind of when your time is up. So,
yeah. And there are so many different factors, you know, again, those four things that make such a huge difference. But I want to share with you, and you can actually Google and find this interview that I believe it was a Jalita Horton, and this is a 2008 article, interviewed Dr. Ruth Heydrich. And, you know, I was just really, again, impressed by it. Okay, and one of the first things that I believe she asked her was, are natural cancer cures out there? What about a natural breast cancer cure? All it takes is one breast cancer survivor to convince me that, yes, there is a natural cure for breast cancer. And Dr. Ruth Heydrich responded by saying that she was diagnosed, as mentioned, with breast cancer in 1982 at the age of 47. And at the printing of this article, she was age 73. She's now age 78. She said that she competes in triathlons. She's never had any chemotherapy or radiation for her metastatic breast cancer. And then, of course, we just mentioned that it kills over 40,000 American women yearly. You know, and one of the things people have to realize about radiation is that it may be killing the cancer cell, but it's also killing our cells as well. So that's very, very important. Now, for some people, there may not be any option, but the article went further to say, was the breast cancer metastasized? And she said, yes, bone scans showed to bones and x-ray to the left lung. And then she had, the next question she was asked, what was your prognosis? She said, it was serious and impossible to tell if I had 3 months, 3 years, or more. The oncologist recommended chemo and radiation, and I think it's tamoxifen. Right. And then it says, describe your eating habits prior to the diagnosis, which is interesting. We have to do a show on the SAD diet, Kimberly. The SAD diet actually stands for a standard American diet, so it's called the SAD diet. She said, although I had pretty much cut out red meat and increased my chicken and fish intake and also drank lots of powdered skim milk, what I had done was substitute chicken and fish for red meat, thinking that was a healthier diet. Actually, it is not any healthier at all. Animal is animal, regardless of the source. Now, there are people who are very healthy that do eat, you know, grass-fed and organically grown meat. So we're not saying for you to stop eating meat. However, I will say is that meat is considered very acidic to the body. It puts off a lot of ash in the body, especially during digestion. So consuming a lot of meat means you're actually putting a lot of acid components in your body. And, you know, you're not eating raw meat, so if you're eating meat, it's going to be cooked. And so it's really a dead food at that time. And so with that, one really has to purge and really make sure that they're, number one, eating grass-fed and that they're not consuming a lot of meat, which is really amazing because this woman has ran, I think she said, over 6 Ironman, Kimberly.
Wow.
You know, so to do that, that's amazing. And it's not as though she had trained before. You know, she was age 47 at this time, and she's lived another 30-plus years. So that's, you know, that's truly, truly amazing. Now, what do you think of all of this, Kimberly?
I mean, it's incredible. Like you, I want to definitely say that I don't think that the show, the point of the show is kind of advocating a vegan diet. She's advocating, I mean, what's the bottom line? Look at your diet and see if there's changes that you can make. I mean, when you're talking about diet, you're talking about cell health. You have to think about your body on a cellular level. Like, what do your cells want to eat, and what do they need? And maybe when you think about health that way, you can think more about nutrients that you need, different minerals and vitamins, obviously. And you do need protein, of course. But how you get that is really important. Quality matters, you know, certainly just as much as quantity. So.
Yes, most definitely. There's another question, just to continue on with. She said, why did you reject conventional medical treatment? And Dr. Ruth Heydrich's response was, shortly after my diagnosis, I saw a notice in the newspaper of a clinical research study being conducted to test the validity of a low-fat vegan diet versus the standard chemo radiation to reverse the cancer. Then she went on to say that after talking to the head researcher, which Dr. John McDougall, and he showed me the dismal results with conventional medical treatment, I decided to enroll. Again, at that point, what do you have to lose? And I'm sure that was her, you know, her thought at that point. Well, it can't be any worse. Chemo is going to just, I mean, my God, her diagnosis, it had metastasized to her lung, bones, and liver. Usually at that stage, you're pretty much on your way out, correct, Kimberly?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, it's metastasizing really quickly, then you could be,
on your way out. We are going to take a break, and we'll be back in 1 minute with more on women's health.
Welcome to Healthy Explosions Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs, the ultimate in individual health and wellness empowerment. Offering state-of-the-art virtual classrooms with live instructor-led course experiences, individual and group programs, and CEU-approved courses. No travel, no stress, no hassle. Available from any location. Ideal for employee wellness program with tried, tested, and proven results. If you are ready to take control of your health, understand nutrition for your individual needs, understand your lab test results, and the signals to determine imbalances within your body, as well as the art of eating for good digestive health, then this program is for you. So, take your health to the next level. Sign up for one of our courses today. Still not convinced? Request a free 30-minute Skype consultation with a specialist or email programs@healthyexplosion.com.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show with Kimberly and Martina. Today we are continuing on our topic of breast cancer and natural remedies that can be done as an option instead of chemo therapy. And we're not saying that this is something that you should do. We're just basically saying that this was an option that Dr. Ruth Heydrich chose to go a little over 31 years ago. Kimberly, amazing stuff,
yeah.
Isn't
it? It is, yeah.
Now I'm going to continue on because I think this is just so powerful. As the interview continued, the next question was, what did this study consist of? And she responded, Dr. Ruth responded, agreeing to change my diet to a low-fat vegan, no animal foods whatsoever, and no added oils. And she indicated that she began the diet 2 weeks after her biopsy. Did you tell your diagnosing physician what you're doing? And she said, yes. And he just shook his head in disgust. Now, after you began the diet, how much time passed before you went back to the diagnosing physician to see if the cancer was still there? And apparently it was only a matter of weeks. The first bone scan with all the hot spots was about 2 weeks after the diagnosis. 1 month later, they had receded significantly, and by 3 months, they were gone completely. The chest x-ray still, to this day, show the encapsulated tumor in my left lung not having grown for 25 years. I guess now, it's 25 years, this is 2008, so we're another, close to 30 years, plus years. Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
So the next question that was asked was, how did the diagnosing physician determine that the cancer in the breast was gone? And she responded by saying, after my biopsy showed no clear margins, meaning they hadn't gotten it at all, I had more surgery. The first surgery was the I guess, the excisional biopsy, a modified radical mastectomy. Remember, it's not the cancer in the breast that kills. It's the cancer cells that spread to vital organs, most commonly bones, lungs, liver, and the brain. All subsequent tests continue to show no cancer. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, certainly.
The next question is, what did the doctors say about the bone cancer disappearing? She said the oncologist and other specialists said nothing. Now, the next, she said, now, in your layperson's opinion, why didn't the cancer doctors get really excited about this and spread the word? This was the response. Our MDs all go through standard training where they are taught that diet has nothing to do with cancer, and the drug companies are standing by ready to supply chemo. Any doctor who dares to do anything different violates the community standard of practice. So even if an MD thinks it might work, he or she takes a great risk in going against the standard medical practice. I can attest to the fact that because I have been on a vegan diet myself for over 10 years, and, you know, making that change has saved my life. However, say you go for a physical, and the doctor will ask, what are you doing? And you may mention the things that you're doing, and they're under that covenant, so to speak, that they can't say, okay, well, you should do this instead of that. They'll just say, well, if it's working for you, continue, because you're obviously in good shape. Have you experienced that, any of that at all, Kimberly?
A bit. Just a little bit. But are you speaking about like general practitioners or specialists?
Medical.
Yeah, like general practitioners. I mean, it depends, you know. Like I personally, when I go to the doctor, I try to seek out doctors in general that are more open-minded and more holistic in their approach in general. But I mean, certainly, I've never really had an MD ever ask me about my diet, no matter what was going on. I think like with my health, or whether it was bad or good at the time, and my diet always, you know, wasn't always perfect for sure. So I mean, I'm not surprised, I think, by the reaction that she got, because I think that that's a trend that we see in America of kind of like going right to chemo, right to radiation, and possibly even over chemo, over radiating. Patients. So it's something that's really important to look at.
That's true. You know, my father passed away from, not breast cancer, but prostate cancer. And I watched his body just, I mean, it the cancer just metastasized over his entire body. It's not a pretty sight to watch, or even just thinking about it. And, you know, he was advanced in age, and at that time there was, you know, there wasn't anything that could be done at that point. But there's so many people, and why I really wanted to talk about this today, especially this, you know, extraordinary woman's testimony, is that we have the power to make changes in our own lives, and it begins with us. Now, 11 years ago, you know, I was at a crossroad with life-threatening illnesses where I had to make, I had serious, serious digestive issues. And I had to make a choice. Either I was going to continue on the way I was going, or I had to go cold turkey, because at that point I didn't really have a choice. If I wanted to live, I needed to make the change. Now, Kimberly, I know maybe you haven't had anything as drastic as that, but you are allergic to, you do have some allergies, so you made a choice to eat foods that will keep you healthy, correct?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I'm allergic to gluten, so I've definitely cut that out. But just in general, in terms of like hormones and how the foods that we're eating kind of affect our bodies, I've cut out soy, corn products, processed foods, you know, obviously sugary sodas and any kind of processed added sugar food that you could think of. I cut it out for the most part of, you know, of course, maybe once in a while I would have something, but that would be rare. So, yeah, I mean, it's what you're, just like we make the analogy of the gas you put in your car, you know, it's the same thing with the food you put in your body.
So true, so true. And again, I think because there's those four things that I always, the four takeaways, what can ruin your health? Stress, number one. Because you could be eating a healthy, balanced meal, and it's been malabsorbed, meaning it's not really doing what it's supposed to in your body because stress is tearing down your immune system. So I think if we can start to deal with stress, some stressors are healthy because they keep us, you know, striving and they keep us going. But undue stress, like worrying and you know, like overworking. There's so many different types of negative stress or that become negative or toxic in the body that really create serious problems for us. And so, learning how to be stressed, we will never really be stress-free, but learning how to deal with stress, eating a well-balanced meal, cutting out things such as, well, sugar. You know, Kimberly, in my, you know, when I coach people as a nutrition coach, I always talk about sugar being very addictive. It really is. Have you ever noticed when you say you may have a piece of cake or candy, it kind of opens up your appetite, like you want more, and that's usually how people end up overeating because it's sugar is very addictive, and so because it has that addictive qualities, you can overeat, and I think a lot of people, you know, do that. And again, going back to stress, stress causes the body sometimes to rebel. And also, you know, that now people will eat sweets as more of a comfort food. Now, I didn't want to go off onto sweets, but these are just ways of really tearing down your body. So we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. This was really, really awesome. Any last, because we're almost at the end, our show is 30 minutes, and so is there any other thing you would like to add, Kimberly?
Well, I think the takeaway from the show is, you know, even if you're terminally ill in, you know, some doctor's mind, you know, but if you're not, just take a look at what your diet is producing in your body and how do you feel, and you can always make changes. Hopefully you don't have to get to a point where you get a cancer diagnosis, but sometimes, you know, we can't control that and there's things that you can do. So I think also finding a doctor that's holistically minded is important and not just somebody who wants to perform surgery right away because that's kind of what they're taught in medical school is the best cure or whatever, you know.
Yes, you're right. And I believe now there's definitely a shift. I'm finding more and more that maybe doctors now, you know, the traditional doctors are looking, you know, are being forced because patients now are, you know, demanding more. You know, we don't want to die. We don't want these prescriptions. So I think now there may be a shift, a little bit of a shift. However, it's going to take some time to come into full swing. This has been an awesome show. Next week we're going to continue on with more in women's health, and we're going to be talking about midwifery, and I hope I'm saying that correctly, and natural home births, and you know, having natural natural childbirths. So that'll be our show for next Saturday, and we have a special surprise guest for next Saturday's show. Kimberly, it was wonderful today. Hope you have a wonderful remainder of your week. To our listening audience, we thank you for joining us today. And until next week, Have a wonderfully, wonderfully